The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I just took a lesson last night on Nordic walking,
and
I loved it. I feel so great. My body feels so great. How's your body?
Oh, my body? Well, my body is fantastic. Thank you very much. But, you know, I've always called it my container.
Right.
So I love my container and Aging But Dangerous. I mean, that's kind of what we do, is that we empower and inspire women to keep their containers in good shape, to feel good about themselves, to self-actualize, self-fulfill, and live their over 50 lives to the absolute fullest.
And that means you need to reduce your butt. Not butt with two T's, but with one T. And that means making excuses. And it's just like with me. I would really like to exercise at 7 o'clock in the morning, but I've got to have that first cup of coffee, and by then I'm out of the mood.
Wow, so how are you going to reduce that butt? Good luck.
It's hard.
Well, that's, if you want to do something, and this is what we say, and this is one of our absolute pillars, is that if you want to do something, don't let anything stand in your way, whether it's your coffee in the morning or it's your age. And especially don't let age stand in your way, because that is just not usually, it's usually a big misnomer in your own head.
Always a big butt. And that's what we want you to go to agingbutdangerous.com. And we really believe, you and I just really believe with all our heart, that it's all about women being all they can be at any age. And we have a great example of that today. We have Judy Byers that's going to be with us. And she is going to talk to you, Susie, and everyone else about your and our containers. And did you know that the muscle mass has to do with your energy? Did you know that?
Are you sure about that? Did you just make that up?
No. She said that.
Well, you mean the bigger my muscles are, the more energy I'll have? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No.
And the more it burns up, more calories it burns up.
That's awesome. I mean, I love that.
And she also said that the thing I like is that Judy said, you know, women are victims of aging, which I think is really true.
Because you say, well, I'm older, so I can weigh a couple of more pounds. Or like my mother says, well, I can eat that ice cream sundae. I'm 88. I can do. And I'm like, okay, mother, well, you're going to float off here like a big balloon up in the sky here someday. No, my mother's very trim, actually. But, you know, I tell you what I struggle with. I struggle with my stomach. My stomach is something that really bothers me, because my weight, when I gain weight, all goes to my tummy. And I've even thought about maybe having it lipoed out, sucked out, thrown away, get rid of it.
Well, that sounds...
What a picture. But so tell me, what about you? What would you change? So I would change that. If I went to Judy Byers, this personal trainer we're interviewing, and she said, what do you want to work on most? I would say, I want my stomach to be flat. What would you say?
Well, first of all, you know, I would like to lose 20 pounds. But
yeah.
If we're talking about changing our bodies, the one thing that I would change is my butt, my B-U-T-T. It's just like my mother's. It's just completely flat. It's wide, but it's flat.
It
doesn't have any little cup to it. So that's what I would change.
Well, I can do that. Well, never mind. We don't want to go there on the air, but I can do a trick with my butt. but we don't want to talk about it. Well, look at Patty Handler. I mean, she seems to be someone we talk about a lot. She's 82 years old, and she looks amazing.
Yes. Patty is a competitive ballroom dancer, and she's worked out at Power Source for years. And she looks like she has a body of a 30-year-old. I can't get over it. And she says that she works on her muscle and her balance because when she dances, she dances in 2.5-inch heels.
Wow. Well, and, you know, her posture's so good, too. I think that's another thing we just really need to work out to do is get that posture up and going. So, and working out, does that help you when you jump out of an airplane? I know we have a sponsor that we both just adore.
It does help you. It does help you because that's when I get ready to jump, I always work out.
Oh, okay.
And that's the Westside Skydivers. Jumpin' Joe Johnson out at Westside Skydivers, and it's absolutely a fabulous place, and I love it, love it, love it. I can't wait to jump again next year. It's so well run. It's so organized. Everybody, you can jump at any height you want, 13,000, 18,000, or 24,000 feet. I'll stick to the 13,000, but it's a fabulous place.
I know, and safety is so huge with them, and he's just they're the nicest people. We highly recommend that be your summer outing is go out there and spend some time with them. Well, that's what we really do is we help women identify their passions and face their fears, finding purpose in the second half of their lives, and a lot of women kind of suppress some of these things, but then they find it again.
And, Suzanne, women all over the world are facing this issue of rediscovering themselves after the age of 50. Everybody's facing it. And that's why we have so many followers. And we have followers in every state in America and seven countries. So go to our website. And they're following us because they like to hear our message.
Right, and that's what AgingButDangerous.com is all about. We do a lot of great stuff, including our swarms. Our swarms are where we get together once a month for wonderful sharing and supporting each other and information. And so I know we've got a couple coming up.
We do have Bill's Gun Shop and Range is going to be our swarm August 28th in Robbinsdale. The topic is going to be defend and protect yourself, and the speaker is Shalane Krigo. And she has trained several women in several different fields for the last 30 years. She's got 40 years of experience with handling firearms, and she's created several women's programs at Bill's Gun Shop. She's coached over 300 women in 3 years.
So to attend a swarm, you need to go to agingbutdangerous.com, become a member, and just come. And you meet other fantastic women just like you who are experiencing a lot of changes in their lives. So we started a revolution, JK.
Yeah, there's just all kinds of good perks, too. We want aging women, Suzanne, to stand up for themselves and be heard because we are changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves. And we want you, our listeners, to join us.
That's right. This is a great group of women, and we are going to do a lot of things in the next year, and we want you to come with us and be part of it. You are listening to Jean and Suzanne, Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sites to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too and henceforth, the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Bodas at 612-336-9329.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jane and Suzanne.
And my body is excited. My beautiful body wants to know more about how it can stay healthy. And we are going to find that out right now, I think.
Yes, we are. We have with us today Judy Byers. She's a certified personal trainer, and she's the owner of Power Source Personal Training of Edina. Judy, hi.
Hi.
So glad you're with us. Judy has been a personal trainer for women and couples of all ages for 26 years, and I've known you for 20 of those 26 years.
You have.
And you started in your late 40s, and Judy, you have won 4 competitive bodybuilding titles.
Why are you telling her this? I think she knows this.
I started in my late 30s, in my early 40s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I took that down wrong. Okay.
So for 26 years, I've been teaching women how to live a strong life.
Well, I would like for you to tell us about, you have so much knowledge, Judy, about the muscles in our body, and I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about how our bodies change as we're aging, especially women, and how that, you know, how we can keep that muscle going.
Sure. Well, we, as we age, as we get into our 30s, and this is just not women, this is men too, we start losing 0.5% to 1% of our muscle a year if we don't feed it the right amount of protein, like chicken, turkey, fish, eggs, red meat, and if we don't train it with resistance training, you know, lifting some kind of weight or doing push-ups using our body weight or whatever. The muscle has to be used and trained to maintain itself. And so aging really is just not necessary. Muscle weight training and resistance training is the fountain of youth. And they've proven that people even in their 70s can triple their strength and get most of the muscle they've lost over the years back. What I like to do is teach people some simple lifting techniques and how to eat like an athlete. We have to be athletes in life.
Mm-hmm.
To maintain our strength and our shape. And what started me out was I just didn't like my legs and my butt was sagging.
That butt.
I didn't like it. I was married to a guy who was telling me, your butt's sagging, you better do something about it. And I was lucky enough to run into somebody that said, if you want new legs, you have to lift weights like the bodybuilders do. Put a bar on your back or hold dumbbells and do special kinds of lunges and squats. And what I discovered was 3 months later, after doing that type of exercise, I had new legs. And I just thought, I have to teach women about this, how to do that. So I went and trained with the bodybuilders. And for all these years now, I've been helping people reshape and get their strength back.
Well, that is exactly what I, and the thing that I have learned from you that I think is so important, and you say over and over and over, is that you can always regenerate and retrain your muscles that you lose. Like, you know, I go in a period of time where I'm not lifting weights or doing anything with the weights, and then you always say to me, it doesn't take long to retrain those muscles because of the memory.
Yeah, and middle age spread is not a given. You know, I think people feel like they can create anything in their life. They can create a family, they can create a job, they can make their life what they want, but most people feel like victims of their body, of aging or heredity, and the body wants to maintain its strength and its shape and tone. And so what I always try to teach people is, if you want your 16-year-old body back, you can have it back, even if you've had injuries or setbacks. And it doesn't take a lot of time or lifting really heavy. It just takes feeding the right food into your body and doing some basic strength-building moves. And you think about if you put a cast on your leg and you don't use that muscle, how it gets flat and loose. Well, if you use that muscle, it maintains its shape. And I always tell women, behind every worthwhile curve, there's a muscle. So when I didn't have, when I was not lifting weights, I was, you know, a larger size pants. And when I started lifting, I went down two sizes, and I gained a little weight, actually, but I was down two sizes because muscle is very compact and shapely and toned.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know to, and by the way, muscle is your active tissue. So the more of it you have, the more calories you burn. Even when you're sitting there, you're burning calories because of the muscle that you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you said, I think you have said there's three exercises that's so important for people to do. What are those three exercises?
Well, I think that a crunch, like a double crunch or a crunch on the floor for the abs, if you train your abs, your back will be stronger. And so if somebody has a bad back, a safe exercise for them to do would be have their feet up on the edge of a chair and just crunch slightly up, not sit up, but just press their back in the floor
mm-hmm.
and do kind of a pelvic tilt. And that will get the abs stronger, and it will also help with back pain. I think that, you know, having some instruction before you try any moves is important, so you do it the right way, safely. A squat is a really main exercise that I teach everybody. I've had a lot of clients with bad arthritis in their knees and have trouble going up and down stairs, and once I teach them how to sit in, you know, get up and down out of a chair using their butt mm-hmm. and their leg muscles and not their knees, they're much stronger and able to do a lot more. And then for the chest and the arms, push-ups off of a kitchen counter or even the easiest way to do a push-up if somebody has problems with their shoulders or is to do a push-up off the wall just with your body weight.
Mm-hmm. And Judy, I think the one thing that I think is so great about what you do is that you do like to train people for them to be able to work out on their own. You train people to go to the gym.
You can do all of this at home. You don't have to go to a gym. In fact, the basic functional moves, the squat, the bench press or push-up, the lunge, a deadlift, like picking up. Let's say you had to pick up a bag of kitty litter, like my box of kitty litter. For my cat
mm-hmm.
is 28 pounds, and it's very heavy and awkward. But if I open, you know, do my toes out like a plie position, and I bend my knees and I pick it up and keep it close to my body, I can do that. That's a deadlift, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that so it teaches you how to lift heavy things and not get hurt. So yeah, all of these things are things you can do at home. And not have to go to the gym.
And I love
Go ahead.
Well, I love your little tidbit the other day that you said that you get up and have 2 tablespoons of apple vinegar and water, and that really controls your appetite.
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. Well, if you want to reshape your body, and I've had many women come in and they're like size
12. Judy, could we just hold that thought because we have to break and hear a little bit from our sponsors, and we will resume after we return. This is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We'll be right back with Judy Byers, personal trainer.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sights to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And before we get back to our wonderful guest, trainer Judy Byers, we want to share with you our information about our new sponsor. We are so jazzed about this sponsor because this is what women have been praying for years. There is a new concept called DP Hue, and it is they've just opened in one in Edina, and I think it's Maple Grove. Anyway, go on their website and see. But you go in to this store. It's a wonderful little salon. They have professionals mix your hair color and make you this potion, and then they teach you how to go home and put it on your hair and do it yourself. And it is a fraction of the cost of going into a salon. And it is supposed to be an absolutely wonderful, wonderful concept. So dphue.com, go to your website and find out all about it. And you're going to be hearing much, much more about it on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle Radio Show. So anyway, Jean, take it away.
Okay, we're back with Judy Byers, with owner of Power Source Personal Training of Edina. Judy, you were just talking about before our commercial commercial break, you were talking about that 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, to get your muscle back and have it look toned, about 80% of it is eating the right foods, eating clean, and burning fat. And so one of the extra things you can do to get more cut and kind of cleanse your body is every morning you could take a couple tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. You can get it at the grocery store. It's very inexpensive. I put it in a little water so it's not so bitter and hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And just drink that. And that is almost like grapefruit does a similar thing. It's a more of a fat burner, and it has a cleansing effect on your system. And so you'll see a little more tone to your body. Also, the muscle needs to be fed probably a minimum of 75 grams of protein per day, like 3 eggs would be a serving, or 3 or 4 ounces of chicken or turkey or fish, a can of tuna. That's what muscle's made out of. And muscle, your skin and your hair and your muscle are all made from protein.
Mm-hmm.
So the protein, like if you have your oatmeal in the morning, you want to also have maybe a scoop of egg white powdered protein, or you know, some slices of lunch meat or something to get that protein in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this. You say that people actually ask you how they can get their breast perkier,
right,
and their
butt
higher.
Body sculpting is and strength building is what I teach. And so a lot of women come in, especially my specialty has always been getting rid of cellulite and saddlebags and getting your butt nice and high.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happens in about 5 weeks. You can actually be down a size in your pants or two, a size and a half or two, and have the butt up an inch or so by doing special kinds of lunges and then doing that eat clean thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a matter of 3 times a week doing those weight training workouts where you hold dumbbells or put a bar on your back over your buns and you do 3 or 4 sets of squats or lunges. and eat right.
Okay, Judy. And how do we only got a little bit of time. How do people get in touch with you if they're interested in working on some of these issues? How do they find you?
My website is www.powersourcepersonaltraining.com. And they can email me at Judy, J-U-D-Y, at powersourcepersonaltraining.com. Or they can call us at 952-857-1176. 952-857-1176.
Thank you so much for being with us and sharing all these great tips on our bodies and how to make our containers and keep our containers beautiful.
Thanks. It's been great being on your show.
Thanks, Judy. And one way, Suzanne, that we know that you can feel good about working out and lifting those weights is if you go to the Bros Clinic. We love the Bros Clinic. The thing I like about them is that they treat the source of the problem and they eliminate the systems to fully resolve the condition. And that's what doctors don't do. And the Bros Clinic is so good at that. And the one thing that I love about everybody there, all the doctors there, is that they put their heart and science into every appointment. And they listen to everybody, and they care about everybody. And they have the access tools to work with, like the CAT scans, the MRIs, the lab tests. There's a lot of places that don't have that, chiropractic clinics. So go to thebrosclinic.com. Their website, and learn all about them. You can make an appointment online, and they're fabulous people.
Yes, they sure do have done a great job with us, because look at us.
I know, we're perfect.
And also, you all out there, we want to see a little passion from our listeners. Let us know what ticks you off. I mean, is there something that just gets under your skin? What raises the hair on the back of your neck? I mean, what do you want to hear us talk about? What do you want to hear more about on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle? You all, I'm sure, have some kind of revolution going on in your life. So go to info@agingbutdangerous.com. And let us know what's in your head.
And definitely go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/agingbutdangerous. Give us the thumbs up to like us. And if you don't like us, do it anyway.
Right.
It creates good karma.
That's right. And on that karma, okay, this is another thing, is that we are soliciting fun women to go with us because we are going to cruise the Eastern Mediterranean on April 28th, starting on April 28th for a week. And if you're not fun, you can't come. So you have to do a little fun test. But we're going to Rome and Sicily, Greece, and we're just going to have a blast. So go to, again, to agingbutdangerous.com, and there's a link to Travel Leaders, or you can call Travel Leaders. Go on their website at Travel Leaders, that's www.TVLLEADERS.com/agingbutdangerous.
And also, just a reminder about our swarm that's coming up. It's on August 28th, and it's from 5 to 7. And it's Bill's Gun Shop and Range in Robbinsdale. And the topic is defend and protect yourself.
Right. It's really important that women know how to do that. And also, mark your calendars for September 20th, because we are having a swarm that is going to be good for your soul. And so we're going to have a little contest. And if you can guess where that is going to be, then you win a T-shirt. Go to info@agingbutdangerous.com. Get pumped up, because it's going to be good for your soul. Those are our clues. Thanks for spending time with us this morning. And this has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We're stirring it up and trying to cause a little trouble here to fuel our revolution.
And please join us next week at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.